The Lancet Stokes Coronavirus Panic, No Time for Complacency. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on June 10, 2023. Now is no time for complacency on COVID-19, warns the once venerable Lancet Medical Journal in its latest issue, proposing that governments should continue imposing coronavirus prevention measures. The journal asserts that new surges of COVID-19 continue to occur across Europe because of persistent viral circulation and the regular emergence of new subvariants of Omicron. Meanwhile, new infections occur even during the summer months, a notable difference with influenza virus or other seasonal respiratory infections, it declares ominously. Hospital admissions of new patients with COVID-19 continue. Infections persist in immunocompromised people, and vulnerable individuals with comorbidities remain at high risk of severe COVID-19, it insists. These impacts of COVID-19 are likely to continue in the coming years if more efforts are not made to decrease the circulation of SARS-CoV-2 and mitigate its impact on public health. The Lancet cautions, and it thus questions, the current high level of political and societal complacency towards COVID-19 in Europe. Apparently missing the ubiquitous face masks and empty streets, the journal laments that there has been a steep reduction in diagnostic testing across the continent, as if it were forbidden for society to leave the coronavirus in the rearview mirror. The Lancet has been closely tied to the China-appeasing World Health Organization, WHO. In the midst of the coronavirus pandemic in 2021, The Lancet released a lengthy report defending China's coercive population control policies. In its report, The Lancet disingenuously insisted that the CCP prioritizes women's and children's rights but omitted any mention of the widespread practice of forced abortions and the ethical problem of micromanaging families' procreative practices, policies decried by human rights activists. Every year in China, an average of 8 million children are aborted. Many against their mothers' will because of China's draconian population control programs. Follow it, Williams Rome.